greetings. I find that saying hello is the hardest part of any conversation. But today, I'm introducing this audio to you as a kind of like a sesh, kind of like a just story time sesh kind of thing. Where I will be taking hits from my vape, from my CO2, and I will be drinking some beer that I should really make a move on because it's probably getting warmer as I speak. So, I am here to tell you the story of when I was homeless in New York City. So I'm just gonna drink something because my throat feels very like rough. I've been having this problem lately a lot. Okay. I've been having this issue. Oof. I'm not sure if it's dryness. I think it might be. It feels like gritty. I don't know what's wrong with it. Last night I was like trying to imitate Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory in this scene where the janitor from the school is kind of like trapping him in the school and he's kind of like trying to escape and he's like literally, oh fucking shit. Oh, have you ever dropped beer in a bottle? Okay. So the janitor is trying to trap him there and he's trying to escape and he's panting from the heat, you know, he's like, you know, he's like, and at one point he's like screaming and I think I hurt my throat. Anyhow, so without further ado, I shall begin my story tonight. I will actually tell you the story, but I want to take some time to actually talk about my perspective on what happened because I feel like that's also important. I can't just tell you the things that happened and not give you any information on what I was feeling at the time. So, yes. I guess we should get on with it. It's kind of really difficult to begin the story. It's actually a really long story, and I really hope that you stay with me for the whole story. It was truly a life-changing... Oh, shit, I'm getting emotional. It was, like, a life-changing experience for me, and it really, really helped me. It actually helped me see life much differently after having that experience. And I also was able to get a perspective of the city that I feel is not the common like idea of what New York City is, because I experienced something that was like truly fucking like shit, you know. It was just being homeless just really fucking gave you a different, like, ugh. And this was actually something that happened totally fucking unexpected. And so now I'm going to begin my story. So a few years back, I got into contact with this aunt of mine. And she was overjoyed to speak to me again. I hadn't, like, spoken to her in many years, actually. And, we got into contact over Facebook, and I don't have Facebook anymore. I deleted it, thankfully. Never going back there again. This actually related to the story, by the way. Something else happened when I returned from New York. So I'm gonna take a hit now of my CO2 vape pen, my CO2 extract. Okay, so I had recently been fired from my job for running to the bathroom to cry. Just to put it that way, because I don't want to go into that story now, because that would be another 15 minutes. So, I was obviously very depressed about that, and I wasn't feeling very fulfilled, and I was feeling like I needed to escape my life. And my aunt lived in New Jersey, and she told me that it would be totally fine for me to go live with her. And so what I did was I took the remaining money that I had, which was like $200, and I used this money to buy a plane ticket for me and my dog, and a carrier for my dog for the plane. And so I got on the plane for the first time in my life, and that was honestly just amazing, just life-changing experience. Just that in itself was just incredible. The thing was that this whole experience of being homeless over there, it was very incredibly stressful, and there were like so many things happening to me, so many new scary experiences that were just, they were just very terrible, and I'm going to share them with you. So I got on the plane, I got to New Jersey, right? My aunt, she had told me that she was living in New Jersey. She actually never gave me specifics about it. And she was fine with me bringing my dog. She was totally fine with it. Let me cross my legs. So I get to New Jersey, and she tells me that I need to get an Uber to where she's at, and she tells me that she's at a hotel. And I was confused, because I was like, wait, what do you mean? You know, why are you at a hotel? What about your house? You know? So I take an Uber. I ride an Uber that kept going around in circles in the airport, even though he was supposed to be taking me to the hotel. And it was freezing, by the way. This was in December. This was like around Christmas. I think this was a little bit before Christmas, maybe. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was very cold and very foggy. And I was there, it was like 11 at night or something, and I was there with my dog. I think it was my first time taking an Uber too. I'm dropped off at the hotel parking lot, and I'm calling my aunt, but she doesn't answer. And I keep trying to contact her, but she just doesn't. And so I go on her social media, I try contacting my cousins, because yes, I have cousins, and she had three daughters at the time. And she was living with this, girl that was kind of like her girlfriend, and they were all, let me just not get ahead of the story, but yeah. So that was like the whole picture of their family. And so no response. So that's when I start to kind of panic, obviously, because I'm standing there with like zero money in the middle of a parking lot of a hotel, in the middle of a place where I've never been before, and I'm really scared, and I literally like am freaking out. And the next day, my phone was going to be disconnected, because the next day was the last day that I had to pay for my phone. So it wasn't a very nice situation. And then she's not answering. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I went to the lobby, and I found out where they lived. I mean, not where they lived, but, well, technically where they lived, but where they were staying. And I went over there and I met up with them. And they seemed very surprised because they somehow hadn't received my messages. You know, it didn't make any sense at all. You know, for that was one of the first shady things that happened, obviously. You know? And so everything was kind of chill, you know? But when I got there, she obviously explained to me that she was homeless and that she was living in this hotel for now. Because she was trying to find a place to live. And that her daughters had to walk to school in the morning for like 2 miles or something like that. That it was freezing in the morning, obviously. So I obviously didn't expect her to tell me that she was literally fucking homeless, right? I kind of panicked, but at the same time, I was like, okay, you know, I'm with my family. It's gonna work out, or I'll just go back home. If it doesn't work out, I'll just go back home, right? But somewhere along the line, my aunt became kind of enraged because I was talking about going back home. And she was like, "What do you mean you're talking about going back home? Like, you said you were coming here and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, you can help me and we can get a place together, things like that." Basically, she wanted me to go over there with the idea that I was gonna get a job and that together we would be able to, together with her girlfriend's job, because I'm not sure if she was going to be willing to work because she was claiming that she was very sick at the time, which also partially seemed to be a lie. But anyhow, we can get into that, you know, at a later point. So she became kind of defensive when I started talking about going back home. And after a bit, my dog became like triggered. He started barking, and she started to kind of turn my dog. Though initially she was fine with my dog, then she kind of got triggered with him. And so all this culminated in us having an argument because she basically lied to me because she deceived me. She was not honest about the fact that she was homeless, right? And so I ended up in that situation because of it. And so I had a panic attack. I drank beer and I threw it up immediately. And then at one point, I couldn't stop crying. And somewhere along the line, I went on my bank account and I realized that they hadn't charged my card for the plane ticket yet. So I went to the lobby, to the ATM, and I took out basically the money from the plane ticket. That was the only thing that was left. And with this money, I was able to survive for my first week there. But anyhow, I went to the lobby. I took out the money, and I was having a panic attack, obviously. And I really didn't know what the fuck to do. I somehow ended up being taken to the hospital with my dog. Where I wasn't having a panic attack. I wasn't really, really having a panic attack until I got to the hospital. I was just crying like nonstop and freaking the fuck out. But then when I got to the hospital, it was when my entire body began to vibrate like a fucking vibrator. And that's when you know that you're having a panic attack. And that was actually the first time in my life that I experienced the sensation of my entire body vibrating. Let me just say, it is not nice. It feels, I can't even describe it. And to be honest, thinking about it, it kind of takes you to that kind of mentality, and it's really fucking scary. Because I recently had one again, and it's been shown that once you have one, you are more likely to have another one. And now, I've had panic attacks before, but I've never had one so intense that I end up vibrating, you know, until that occasion. So let me just clear my throat again, because I feel like my voice is getting kind of deeper, and I feel like I have to start to use my upper voice to talk, because if not, my voice is gonna be like all croaky, like a frog. You see how croaky this is? Why is this happening to me? It's like, oh my god, why is this happening? Am I making it worse? Am I making it worse by doing that? Shit. I feel like a car starting. Let's continue the story. I ended up at the hospital. Take another hit with me, huh? Maybe this is the problem. I keep vaping. Maybe that's definitely the problem. Or maybe, I don't know, I've been using my voice too much. So I went to the hospital, and I was there. I was sitting in this chair having a panic attack. My hands and my feet were vibrating. And despite this, they did not give me any medication for anxiety. Now, they put me into contact with an animal shelter that held my dog for me for the 3 weeks that I was there. And they gave me a list of shelters in the area. Now, I was there until like 5 or 6 in the morning, basically. I was there overnight, the entire night, as this whole thing kind of went through. And, you know, I was able to calm down and think about what I was going to do. I decided that the best option for me was to go to a shelter. So I realized that I could pay for my phone with the money from the plane ticket that I had taken off. Obviously, my bank account was going to be negative from the plane ticket. And I was going to be charged an overdraft fee, but that was actually not really important at the moment, because I was actually kind of homeless. So anyhow, I walked. There's someone nearby. I walked to a bus stop where I took a bus to Manhattan, because I was at a location very close by to the bridge that joins New Jersey and Manhattan. And there was this bus that would take you there. So I got on that bus. I went there. I got dropped off at this main station there. I forgot what the name was, where I bought a 1 week Metro pass. And I decided that the next thing that I needed to do was take care of my phone bill, right? But this turned out to be a very difficult task. And I think that I'm pretty sure that, I don't know if my phone was actually disconnected. I think it was, because I remember that I had to go into Starbucks to get Wi-Fi. So it was. My phone was disconnected at this point. So, I had to find a way to pay my phone with cash. And I Googled the location of Metro PCS. Unfortunately, I realized that New York doesn't have Metro PCS locations in the traditional sense, right? What they have is like authorized dealers. And it was very hard to find this authorized dealer, this Metro PCS, because, well, let's just say that trying to pay my phone was a very difficult task, and I feel like it could have been easier if I would have used my brain, but I was very disoriented because I was in this brand new place, and it wasn't so much being somewhere that I had never been before. It was more about being suddenly thrust into that situation, because just being put into that situation so suddenly and so unexpectedly really kind of shocked me and left me in this kind of dissociative state, to be honest. Okay, so I was trying to find Metro PCS, but it was a failure. I ended up taking the subway several times where I actually got lost and I got off on the wrong station. And then I got on the wrong line. It was very terrible. But I ended up getting off at Wall Street, because the Metro PCS was supposed to be in this building in Wall Street. Now, the building was under construction, and I kept walking up and down the road, but I couldn't find the place, you know? So that was a failure. I went into Starbucks to get some Wi-Fi, and for some reason something happened that it didn't work out for me, and I was just at a complete loss. So I got on the subway. I ended up getting off at this place where everything was Chinese, and there were like a bunch of Chinese shops, and I found one that had the Metro PCS inside, and that's how I was able to pay my phone. Now, I was actually like really disoriented throughout this whole experience, and the fact that I didn't have Wi-Fi on my phone or internet on my phone as I was walking around made it really difficult, because I couldn't use Google Maps, for example, you know. And like, come to think of it, you know, I could have just used my location, but I don't know if the map would have loaded. But anyhow, so I was able to get a Metro Pass, and then I was able to pay for my phone. The next thing that I needed to do was find a place to stay for the night, and I had the list of shelters, and I found a shelter, which was actually, okay, it's kind of weird. I don't know if I should say this, but I guess it doesn't matter that I disclose this information, because like, what kind of thing could you do with this information, right? It was actually like the first homeless shelter in New York City. And so I went there, and it was really, really nice. It was really nice. So I got there and I met this lady. She was very kind. You know, she was a very nice lady, but she was also very like a kind of like a blonde attitude, you know. She was blonde, but it's not so much about being blonde, obviously. It's kind of like that cliche attitude. And so I explained to her my situation, and then they let me stay there for the night. So I went upstairs to the woman's area, and I got into line to take a shower, and we had like a maximum of 2 minutes to take each shower. And so basically they had this like room with bunk beds in the middle, and then chairs at the edge, like along the walls, right? And they had like showers inside the area as well. And so I was basically sitting in one of those chairs, and I was very nervous, obviously. I had never stayed in a shelter before, and so that was like obviously a stressful situation for me. But at one point, I was called to go get some blankets, and I had my phone charging. And I didn't really think that anyone would do anything, but as it turns out, as I went to get my blanket, someone took my SD card from my phone, and when I got back, I noticed that all my photos were missing, you know? I was like, where are my photos? And then I realized that my my SD card was missing. And so I reported it, and she made an announcement about it. And so I was just there sitting, waiting to take a shower, when there was this lady there, and she kept on talking and talking, and she wouldn't stop. But she was telling this like crazy story about someone, about one of her family members that was on the run from like DEA in Colombia or some shit like that. And she was just, it was so bullshit. Like, she was talking like a spy story kind of thing. It was just, honestly, it was just ridiculous. But she was so loud and her voice was so obnoxious that I just couldn't take it anymore. And at one point I got so angry and I was like, can you just shut the fuck up, you know? And everyone was just like looking at me like they were so shocked. They could not believe that that had come out of this like little girl's mouth, because like I look like a little girl. I look like I'm 14 years old, to be honest, okay? If someone just looks at me, they don't think that, they think that I'm a minor, okay? So anyhow, the blonde lady, the blonde shelter lady, she gets up and she's like, some of us are having a really hard time right now, and we would appreciate it if we could just have some peace and quiet, you know? And and yeah, that pretty much happened. So I went, I took my shower, and then I played this offline game on my phone until I was able to fall asleep. And the next morning, we had to wake up at 6 in the morning because we had to leave the shelter at that time. So we had to wake up early and leave. We couldn't stay there. And we had the choice of having breakfast there. So during the time that I was there in the women's area of the shelter, I noticed that there was this girl there that she seemed kind of like she was around my age, you know? And she seemed like the only person there that seemed easy to talk to, or someone that I could potentially get to know. So that morning when we were leaving the shelter, we were all standing out in the sidewalk, and I went up to her. And it's kind of weird, it's kind of very fucking weird, but the first thing that I asked her was,